Praise be Jesus and Mary. Pope St. Pius X's pontificate can be summarized with his motto, Instaurare omnia in Christo, to restore all things in Christ. He knew that to restore all things in Christ, he had to lead all the faithful to Christ, and especially to lead them to where he is present, body, blood, soul, and divinity in the most holy Eucharist. So among the many reforms that Pope Pius X did during his pontificate, one of the things that he did was he lowered the age requirement for First Communion, and he also gave a very powerful impulse to the practice of frequent and even daily Holy Communion. For us who have the grace to frequent Holy Communion, even daily, we must remember that this is a gift. It's a gift, first and foremost, from the Lord Himself, who ardently desires this practice, but it's also a gift from the Church. And we need to remember that the fruits, meaning the graces we receive from frequent Holy Communion, depends on our interior dispositions. This is why there is no other better way to receive frequent Holy Communion and make this fruitful than to do so, to receive communion in union with Mary. This is the best possible way for frequent, fruitful, Holy Communion, for this practice to be truly and really fruitful. The best possible way is to practice communion in union with Mary. The essence of her maternal role is to intensify personal contact with her son. This is the essence of her maternal role. And she does this in a special way, especially during Holy Communion. She is the one who can prepare our interior dispositions in the best possible way. This is why St. Louis de Montfort, in his book, True Devotion to Mary, actually teaches this practice, communion in union with Mary. He teaches how we should prepare, so before Holy Communion, we should prepare with Our Lady. During Holy Communion, we should receive the Lord in union with Our Lady. And after Holy Communion, we should make our thanksgiving in union with Our Lady. When we Marianize, meaning when we allow her presence to permeate the practice of Holy Communion, then it will become fruitful in our souls. Before Holy Communion, St. Louis de Montfort says, we should have recourse to Our Lady. It doesn't have to be very complicated. It can be an interior gaze, mentioning her holy name, any way that can turn our attention and our awareness to Our Lady, that is sufficient. Asking her to prepare us for this sacred moment, Holy Communion. And during Holy Communion, the key is to arrive at an actual intention, meaning not only the awareness, but the personal will, exercising our free will to receive Jesus in union with Our Lady. And since that moment is so brief, we can actually always have an actual intention. This is why recollection is important. Because if we're distracted, then it would be hard. It will be hard to arrive at an actual intention. However, if we are recollected, then we can always have an actual intention at the moment, at the sacred moment of Holy Communion, to receive Jesus in union with Our Lady. And then after Holy Communion, we spend time thinking, making thanksgiving in union with Our Lady, having her presence there. When we Marianize the practice of frequent Holy Communion, then it will become fruitful. When Our Lady appeared in Guadalupe, at Lourdes, at Fatima, she always asked for a chapel to be built. Because where the chapel is, the Blessed Sacrament is. The essence of her maternal role is to intensify personal contact with her son. She does this in a special way in Holy Communion. She is the one who effectively restores all things in Christ.
Fructum ventris tui.